Ezekiel chapter 44. Then he brought me back the way of the gate of the outer sanctuary which faces towards the east. And it was shut. Then the Lord Jehovah said to me, This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel, has entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. It is for the prince. The prince. He will sit in it to eat bread before the Lord Jehovah. He will enter by the way of the porch of that gate, and will go out by the way of the same. Then he brought me the way of the north gate before the house temple, and I looked, and, indeed, the glory of the Lord Jehovah filled the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And I fell upon my face. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, Son of man, mark well, and see with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and all its laws. And mark well the entrance of the house temple, with every going forth of the sanctuary. And you shall say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. O you house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, in that you have brought into my sanctuary temple strangers, uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. And you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary temple for yourselves. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. No stranger, uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. And the Levites who have gone far away from me, when Israel went astray, who went astray away from me after their idols, they will even bear their sin. Yet they will be ministers in my sanctuary temple, having charge at the gates of the house temple, and ministering to the house temple. They will kill the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they will stand before them to minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into sin. Therefore I have lifted up my hand against them, says the Lord God Jehovah. And they will bear their sin. And they will not come near to me, to do the office of a priest to me, nor to come near to any of my holy things, in the most holy place. But they will bear their shame, and their abominations which they have committed. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house temple, for all its service, and for all that will be done inside it. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they will come near to me to minister to me, and they will stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God Jehovah. They will enter into my sanctuary temple, and they will come near to my table, to minister to me, and they will keep my charge. And it will come to pass, that when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, they will be clothed with linen clothes. And no wool shall come upon them, while they minister in the gates of the inner court, and inside. They shall have linen bonnets upon their heads, and shall have linen pants upon their waists. They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat. And when they go forth into the outer court, even into the outer court to the people, they shall put off their clothes in which they ministered, and lay them in the holy chambers, and they shall put on other clothes. And they shall not sanctify the people with their clothes. Neither shall they shave their heads, nor allow their hair to grow long, they shall only cut the hair of their heads. Neither shall any priest drink wine, when they enter into the inner court. Neither shall they take for their wives a widow, nor her who is divorced, but they shall take maidens of the descent of the house of Israel, or a widow who had a priest before. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in controversy they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments. And they shall keep my laws and my commandments in all my assemblies, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths, Saturdays. And they shall not come near to any dead person to defile themselves, except for father, or for mother, or for son, or for daughter, for brother, or for sister who has had no husband, they may defile themselves. And after he is cleansed, they shall count to him 7 days. And in the day that he goes into the sanctuary, to the inner court, to minister in the sanctuary, he shall offer his sin offering, says the Lord God Jehovah. And it shall be to them for an inheritance, I am their inheritance. And you shall give them no possession in Israel, I am their possession. They shall eat the meat offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, and every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs. And the first of all the first fruits of all things, and every sacrifice of all, of every sort of your sacrifices, shall be the priest's. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. The priests shall not eat of anything that dies on its own, or is torn, whether it is bird or beast.